This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, meet me, strive to taste Tom Sawyer meat.
All right, we've got another great guest coming up now, Jaron Beatty with Revolver News. And I just... I can't really put into words how important this is to push back against the establishment lie, the mainstream media lie, the political lies about January 6th that we all know. I don't have to tell you the lies. I don't have to tell you it's like a new religion now, worshiping the lies of January 6th. We'll get into all that with Jaron Beatty coming up here in 5 minutes, but... You know, I'm so encouraged. You've been seeing a lot of new guests on InfoWars. You just saw Dr. Mark McDonald. I don't think he's been a guest on before. I mean, what a powerful hour that was. I'm so encouraged and relieved, in a sense, to see all these people standing up and rising up as leaders and telling the truth and just throwing caution to the wind, knowing they're going to be attacked, knowing they're going to be censored, knowing all of it. I mean, Jaron Beatty, the same thing. Us here at InfoWars for 20-plus years, myself in this for more than 6 years now. It's such a relief because here's the thing, folks, and I was going to open up the war room with this today. I was called in at the last minute to come in here and fill in for Alex, but we need other people to come in, and it's not about... Because it's not a competition to tell the truth. It's not a competition of who can tell the truth the best and win for the war of truth. No. We're all in it together. Like, I want millions of people to listen to Dr. McDonald. I don't care if nobody ever listens to me. Listen to McDonald. Listen to McCullough. Listen to all the other great doctors that are talking about it. That's why it's encouraging to see Joe Rogan stand up and tell the truth on some issues. Doesn't mean I agree with everything Joe Rogan says, but... At least he's not a full-blown liar. So it's really encouraging in these dark times of deception and misinformation to see people rising up as leaders and truth tellers. And I'm just sitting here hoping they'll be more effective than Alex Jones. I'm sitting here hoping they'll be more effective and bigger than InfoWars because that's good for me because I'm in it for freedom. I'm in it to save the country. I'm in it to save independence in the West and stop communism from conquering us and lies from conquering us and deception and hate from conquering us coming via the political apparatus of the Democrat Party, spewing the lies, spewing the hatred, trying to destroy. So it's a good thing that we're seeing people rise up in their awakening process. And I just hope that they get bigger than InfoWars ever was, because that's the only chance we have. And it's going to be a situation where they can't censor all of us. And so I think that's why now they're trying to go after InfoWars. They just want to put us all in jail now or shut us down because they realize the censorship of InfoWars has been effective, but not effective enough. And they can't sit here and focus on censoring InfoWars and Alex Jones with all of their time and resources anymore because there's too many people telling the truth like Jaron Beatty. I mean, what are they going to do when there's a million Jaron Beattys telling the truth? Well, they got to, but maybe they'll just kill Alex and just say, well, we'll just kill him then. And then we won't have to deal with that anymore. So I just got to tell you, it's a great thing to see other people standing up for what's right and the truth and telling it like it is, knowing that there's obviously going to be consequences from the demonic mainstream media, Democrat Party, and big tech coalition. But it's like we don't even plug our products to fund this thing going on air every day because the information is more important to us. So, folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com, support this transmission. Alex had to take off today. Mm-hmm. Honestly, he needs your prayers today. He needs your prayers every day. But you know what? If he comes into the office maybe later tonight or tomorrow and sees a rush of purchases from InfoWarsStore.com, that's going to lift his spirits. That's going to make him feel good and victorious. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. And it's great supplements. The Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. The toothpaste, we sell a great toothpaste too.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Okay, so it's the anniversary of the Fed surrection of the false flag known as January 6th. And Darren Beatty and Revolver News have been an excellent source of coverage and information for the lies and the Fed surrection that happened on January 6th. And I mean, wow. I mean, we knew, Darren, we knew that today was going to be a clown show of misinformation and lies and deception. But it's even blowing me away. So I don't know where you want to begin today. I don't know if you want to begin with the mainstream media and Democrat Party lies and just hype up of their false flag Fed surrection. I don't know if you want to begin with how Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz are Republicans on an island today. Only two Republicans at a press conference while the Democrats have political prisoners being tortured. Two Republicans show up. The element of the federal agents that are still not being held accountable for encouraging people to go into the building. And then people like Jaden X literally breaking into the building and smashing windows. Where do you want to begin today, Jaron Beatty from Revolver News?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to be on here on this special day and be able to talk to you and your audience. And I would say let's begin with the mainstream media coverage, because this speaks to the broader context of why all of this is relevant. The mainstream media is propounding this ridiculous notion that the events of January 6th can be uttered in the same breath as Pearl Harbor, as 9/11, and so forth.
And that was literally Kamala Harris and Biden both said that publicly during press conferences today.
Right. So beyond how ludicrous it is and how hyperbolic and really how disrespectful it is to the victims of those previous events, I think it's important to note that what they're also saying is that the people who are the criminals of January 6th, which in their view is not the FBI types who orchestrated it, it's the American people. It's the Trump supporters. Not only the Trump supporters who are at the rally, but it's the 70 plus million people who support Trump across the country. Those are the villains in this false morality play. And what they're saying when they compare January 6th to 9/11 is they're saying, we're going to shove another Patriot Act down your throat, but this time we're going after actual patriots. What they're saying that this is another Pearl Harbor is say, we're going to drop a Hiroshima-sized nuke on American domestic citizens. We are going to marshal the full weight and force of the American national security state to silence, suppress, and utterly destroy our political opposition, because to oppose the regime politically is now tantamount to a national security threat in their eyes. That's what this is all about. That's what the false flag is about. It's all about promoting the agenda, and the agenda is the national security state is now coming after all of us. we are the domestic terrorists and they're coming for us. That is the agenda being promoted, and that is the darker side to the otherwise absolutely ridiculous comparisons that we're seeing floated around today by the media and by their masters in the Biden White House.
Well, and let me just take that one step further than the Patriot Act or what they plan to do politically. What happened after the events of 9/11 and Pearl Harbor? Those were events that led us to wars. Those were events that were the catalyst to wars. So I see it as they want to have that same comparison because this is them planning to launch a war against American citizens. So it's crazy to sit here and realize that because, oh, we're not having a land invasion by China or Russia or Muslims or whoever else. No, we're being attacked by our own people. The Democrat Party has launched a war in America, and then they write all their headlines about how Republicans want to start a civil war as they're actively engaged in a civil war, because that's what this is. I don't know how you could say it as anything else. They clearly are wanting to compare January 6th to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor because they plan on launching a war against American citizens. Do you agree with that?
Yes, in effect, yes. And they've already been doing this. And we've heard from the mouthpieces, from the leaders of the respective national security organizations. For instance, the Department of Homeland Security, the head of the DHS, months ago, in fact, I think over a year ago, first started gesturing toward this new imprimatur of the DHS, reflecting that the number one national security threat is white supremacy, whatever that means. And so as the original war on terror grift has sort of run its course, these big bureaucratic apparatuses, the national security apparatus, it needs a new justification for its insane budget. And what better justification than to help all of the existing institutions in this country that are already actuated against the American people fully consolidate their power with this new domestic war on terror against citizens for their political beliefs? That plus, I think, a new Cold War with China, those are going to be the two basic justifications for the national security bureaucracies, the two fixations, Cold War with China plus domestic war against the American people, against anyone who would dare criticize the direction of our corrupt regime.
I just had a doctor on with me for the last hour talking about mass mental illness and mass psychotic delusion that this country is experiencing, and we were in discussing that in regards to COVID. I believe, though, the same thing can be applied to January 6th. Anybody that believes the mainstream media lies and the Democrat lies about January 6th has either A, not done any research into those events themselves and are ignorant on that day's events, or they fall into this category of mass mental illness and mass delusional psychosis, and they actually believe this stuff. I mean, I've got Jim Acosta who's criticizing Trump's tweet where he says, stay peaceful. Trump says, stay peaceful in his tweet on January 6th. And Acosta puts out a tweet thread saying, well, even though he said stay peaceful, he didn't want to. What are you talking about? He said stay peaceful. What do you mean he didn't want to? They cannot drop it. They know they're liars. I mean, so talk about the mass mental illness, the mass delusion that people are under now, believing the lies of January 6th.
Right. Well, I mean, look, there's a reason for mass delusion. The same business with COVID is that this is the narrative that people have been bombarded with by the media, which, whether we like it or not, the mainstream media plays a decisive role in creating the reality for most people in this country. And what they've been doing is they've been banging over people's heads this notion that January 6th was this dangerous insurrection conducted by dangerous domestic terrorist Trump supporters. And that's why Revolver.News has been hit so hard for decisively reshaping the national conversation about 1/6, including on the right. Because before our reporting, most people on the right were saying either this is just a harmless event with people taking selfies, and there is substantial truth to that. And they were saying, oh, this is, you know, Antifa infiltrators. These are leftists. And there's some truth to that, too. But the deepest, most essential, most subversive and most accurate narrative about this, that just like many, many cases before in our nation's history, this was a federal government operation on the part of the national security state, and that key players in this so-called insurrection, very likely by the weight of overwhelming evidence, are either informants of the government or agents of the government. That was the one narrative that the regime did not want people to seize upon. And that's why they went absolutely insane the day after we ran our first report. And since then, we've run several bombshell reports, all of which only serve to dramatically and incontrovertibly reinforce this original thesis, to the point that now I don't think any reasonable person can go to revolver.news, read the reports on Ray Epps, watch the video, which speaks for itself, and come to any other conclusion that the most parsimonious, powerful, and likely explanation for the events and the evidence that we see is that the federal government played a decisive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe.
The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio for Alex today. Darren Beatty from Revolver.News, our guest. And Darren, before we get into the element of the federal government being involved and the elements of Ray Epps and some of the other people that were boots on the ground encouraging the violence that day that we're very suspicious of, to say the least, I want to kind of cap it off with the media coverage of this, with one of the wildest things I've ever seen, and I'd like to get your take on this, where the January 6th committee gets text message communications between media members and Trump and Jim Jordan and others, and they publish these text messages, and all the text message, all of them pretty much read the same. It's Laura Ingraham, it's Sean Hannity, it's others, and they're all saying, this is bad. What's happening at the Capitol is bad. We need to stop it. Trump, you need to stop this. This is not good. Hey, we need peaceful. Hey, this is not good for America. Every single one of the messages that they revealed was conservatives in media and Republicans in Congress saying how bad the events were, which not just proves they had nothing to do with it and there was no predetermination that that was going to happen, but it also shows that they wanted peace. And then the media takes those texts that they publish and they say in the headlines, damning texts reveal Trump's involvement in January 6th. Texts reveal Republicans wanted January 6th to happen. And then they put the text in the story, and it's the exact opposite of what they're claiming. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a more clear-cut case of bold-faced lying in my life in media in regards to what we've seen about January 6th. I mean, what are your observations and comments on that phenomenon?
Yeah, I mean, this is the narrative that they're trying to propose. They're trying to use January 6th principally to cast 70 plus million Americans who align with or sympathize with Trump as domestic terrorists. But in a more targeted fashion, they're trying to paint Trump and various members of his inner circle as conspirators of this so-called insurrection. And they're also trying to smear some of the most effective and prominent voices in the media who have had a consistent track record of exposing the lies and corruption of the regime. And so it all just goes to show that this event is being exploited for political purposes, and the regime is using the false narrative of this event in order to target its political enemies, whether that be Trump associates, whether it be effective people in the media, or whether it be ordinary citizens who would dare to question the direction that Biden and his regime have taken our country.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, the left has become such brainwashed patsies of the New World Order. They're literally praising Dick Cheney today. Dick Cheney, who was like enemy number one of the left for all the Bush years. Dick Cheney is now a hero to the left because he called January 6th an insurrection at the Capitol today. Really just, it's just incredible stuff, the lies of these people. Such evil. Now, let's get into what is now being called the Fedsurrection, and that's the federal involvement, potential federal agents' involvement in provocateuring the violence that day or doing the violence themselves. Ray Epps, one of the big names that has been covered in your stories. What else do we know today, a year later, about federal involvement and provocateuring of that event that is being blamed on Donald Trump?
Well, we know a lot. The question is where to begin. I'd say there's, for your viewers who are not familiar with our extensive narrative-shaping reporting, go to Revolver.News. We published a recent piece, a compilation of all our classics. So if you want to get up to date, if you want to get informed, read it. If you're already informed, share it with everyone you know, because the truth really does need to get out there. This narrative war is crucially important. So please go to Revolver.News and share that piece. I think for now, what I think we should cover, for those who haven't heard about Ray Epps, it's such an egregious case. Here we have the only person caught on video making an explicit call to go into the Capitol in advance. This is his stated mission. He states this on January 5th, the day before the so-called insurrection. And it's not just a one-off. This isn't just some drunk on the street with a crazy idea and we don't hear from him again. He follows through with his stated mission on the 6th. He's literally everywhere. He's a Where's Waldo figure. And in the Revolver.News piece, you can see the extensive video documentation of how he was everywhere, telling rallygoers, after the rally, go to the Capitol. That's where our problems are. And sure enough, the same individual is standing right at that critical initial breach site by the metal barricades. He whispers in someone's ear. Then 2 seconds later, that person leads the charge, breaking down the barricades. There's the video right there. He's whispering in his ear right now. Count one, two, break down the barricades. There we go.
And of course, at the front of that, it's the four or five people that are fully clad in black with their masks and their hoods on that do it after Ray Epps makes the call.
Right. And I think it's really important to point out that that initial decisive breach takes place at 12:53 p.m. So that's well before Trump finished giving his speech. And so we have an individual, Ray Epps, who's from Arizona. He flew from Arizona to D.C., practically across the entire country, with his Trump hat on. And yet he flew across the country with a Trump hat, and he's an alleged Trump supporter, and he skips Trump's entire speech in order to carry through with his bizarre mission to go into the Capitol. And instead of being at the Trump rally, he's there at the barricades, seeming to orchestrate the initial breach of the Capitol. And right after this, the feds pretend to be interested in him. They say they put him on the most wanted list. He's one of the top 20 people they claim to be interested in. The feds say, please help us identify this man. The internet identifies him. The feds don't care. And in fact, the next action that the feds take is the day after Revolver.News publishes a damning report suggesting FBI involvement in 1-6. The day after that report comes out, the feds quietly scrub Ray Epps' name and face from their public database. And since then, the only pronouncement whatsoever by an FBI agent on Ray Epps has been a FBI Phoenix field office agent denying any acknowledgement that Ray Epps even exists, which is incredible. And that's basically where we are right now.
I see. Yes, Ray Epps doesn't exist. Okay. It's just a figment of our imagination that he was out there 24 hours before it and during it, encouraging people to go into the building. I mean, if this doesn't just prove that something else is at play here, I don't know what else does. And the reporting that you've done at Revolver.News has been so key in understanding this. Now, when we come back from this break, I want to get into the Michigan case that's ongoing right now, where you had federal agents and provocateurs set up a group of individuals in Michigan to kidnap the governor. Federal agents did it. They got caught. That case is ongoing right now. It's important. We'll discuss that. And then I'm going to ask Darren the big question, which is, did the Democrats and the federal government and the American regime expect January 6th to actually be a lot worse than it was, and that's why you see all the lies about it, because they just continued the script expecting the actual to be major violence.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And it's Darren Beatty with us from Revolver.News, doing incredible work. Thank God for Revolver.News. Darren, I want to discuss the importance of what happened in Michigan, because that case is ongoing. And in fact, I have a feeling that the result of that case in Michigan is going to be very important to set a precedent for what we've seen, or what we believe we've seen now, with January 6th federal agents' involvement. And so the defendants in that case are arguing that because it was federal agents that provocateured and set up the whole event, which is not an arguable thing, that's on record now. Federal agents in Michigan set up a group of people to kidnap the governor. The text, everything had been revealed. The one lead Fed agent of it later abused his wife, beat his wife. No jail time for him, though. And so the defendants are arguing that that case should be tossed out because it was federal agents that provocateured the whole thing. So if anything, the federal agents should be going to jail, but somehow they're above the law. Now, I think that the Democrats and the federal government in D.C. is scared, because if that case gets tossed out because the federal government orchestrated the whole thing, well, now all of a sudden you have a precedent on January 6th with all the January 6th defendants that, oh, if the federal government was in there provocateuring, then all these cases should be tossed out because the federal agents provocateured the whole thing. Your thoughts on these developments?
Yes, well, the Michigan case is crucial for the American public to understand. In the very first Revolver News piece that shaped the whole narrative about Fed involvement, we began with the Michigan case, and we did that for a reason. The Michigan case, even though to the public it's generally referred to as the Michigan kidnapping plot, it also involves a plot to storm the Michigan state capitol. It involved one of the three main militia groups imputed to 1-6, namely the Three Percenters. And as you point out, we now know that this plot was so deeply infested with feds and agents. In fact, the exact number is 12 out of the 26 plotters were either federal informants or agents. Now, that's a hell of an infiltration ratio. And just as the cherry on top, the head of the Detroit field office who oversaw this infiltration operation, this dry run, if you will, for January 6th, his name is Stephen D'Antuono. And the day after the plotters were arrested, many of whom were actually feds, as I've stated, the day after the plotters were arrested, FBI Director Wray promotes Stephen D'Antuono to head the D.C. field office, where he goes on to oversee the January 6th investigation.
So in other words, he ran a successful coup against American people in Michigan. He set up citizens successfully in Michigan. So they said, hey, good job. Now let's see you set up people in D.C. in a bigger event.
Well, not only was it just the same coup, it was the same plot. The Michigan plot was a plot to storm the Michigan state capitol. That's what it was. It involved one of the three main militia groups imputed to January 6th. It involved the same FBI agents. And so the fact that we now know incontrovertibly that 12 out of the 26 in Michigan case were feds, and their role was not a passive one. The feds' role was so active. One of the federal informants who's now being charged with gun charges and fraud, his name is Steve Robeson. He's a longtime informant, multiple decades informant. He was the one constantly prodding, constantly making suggestions, constantly offering to pay for things. If you look at the details of this case, there's no clearer case of entrapment whatsoever. And that's why the defense counsel wisely has taken up the entrapment defense, saying, look, you can't charge my clients with kidnapping and so forth. This never would have happened had it not been for the persistent, continuous, and active, proactive involvement on the part of all these feds who had infiltrated these groups. And what I'm most encouraged about this is that attorneys in the January 6th cases are now taking a cue from the Michigan case. And just recently, an attorney for Kelly Meggs, who is an Oath Keeper defendant, has, on the basis of Revolver News' investigative reporting, used his legal authority to push for a subpoena for Ray Epps and a number of other individuals with deeply suspicious histories. And so I find it very encouraging that if the January 6th committee refuses to do its job and it's just an exercise in false political theater, that the defense counsels and the attorneys in the January 6th cases will use their legal authority to get to the bottom of these people who seem to be protected inexplicably by the federal government.
Which, of course, I don't expect anything more than the political leanings of the January 6th committee to just politicize the event. They don't want to find out the truth. They're not interested in that. They're just interested in destroying America. In fact, the committee's illegal. They don't have the proper number of Republicans on it. It didn't go through the proper protocols. Now they're calling up Dick Cheney to speak today, and the liberals praise Dick Cheney, the guy that they hated for destroying the Middle East. Now they love him. Incredible stuff. Now, my final question for you is this, because a neutral observer that watched the events of January 6th and now are watching the media response, the Democrat response. A fair, neutral observer would say this is insane. The Democrats and the media's response and lies about this event are insane, and particularly if you compare and contrast that to the Democrat riots of the summer of 2020, not to mention the Ferguson riots and everything else that we've seen Democrats riot and destroy for years. But specifically, summer riots of 2020, $2 billion-plus property damage, thousands of police officers hospitalized, dozens of people dead, many businesses never will be back again, many communities just completely destroyed thanks to the Democrat riots. And then they say that the January 6 riots were the worst thing they've ever seen, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. They clearly say that's a lie. But why? Why would they be such blatant liars? Why would they be going with such a narrative that's clearly inaccurate? Why would they be going off such a script that's clearly false? Do you believe that they had true plans that were much worse than what we saw on January 6th? Do you think that the federal provocateurs that may have been there actually wanted to see that building burn and actually wanted to see a terrorist attack on January 6th? That's what they were trying to do, which didn't happen. But now they're just rolling out the narrative and the script anyway because that was the plan. I don't know how else I could explain that.
That's a very interesting thesis, and I think it could very well be correct. I mean, once they set the events into motion, once these individuals that I mentioned who are covered extensively in the Revolver News report, once they create the conditions for this rally to become a riot, the riot takes on a life of its own, and who knows what happens. And it's just remarkable in the face of all this instigation, all this manipulation, that the Trump crowd is actually just remarkably docile from the very beginning when they just completely rebuff Ray Epps' call to go into the Capitol and to eventually some Trump supporters who go into the Capitol just, you know, walking through and taking a picture and leaving. I would say all things considered, it was a remarkably docile experience on the part of your average Trump supporter, and that it's very reasonable to expect that the entities that may have been involved in orchestrating this event, this riot, expected there to be far more carnage than there actually was.
Because, by the way, there were more, I mean, you've seen this too, on video, there were more Trump supporters that did more to stop people from breaking into the Capitol than police actually did. And by the way, I've talked to liberals and leftists that go out to Black Lives Matter riots or Antifa riots who say, hey, there were federal agents out there provocateuring our stuff too. We didn't want it to get violent.
Right. Right. No, and I have no reason to question that. You know, that this is what the feds do. And it's one thing for the feds to infiltrate and quietly observe. The question is, if they were observing and they knew something would happen, why didn't they stop it?
Yep.
But unfortunately, I think the overwhelming weight of evidence points to something far more sinister. And that is, I think, several of the key players who played proactive roles in orchestrating this event, I believe the overwhelming weight of evidence points to them having some relationship with the federal government. And that's simply the way it is. And as shocking and as offensive as it is, this isn't the first rodeo.
Darren J. Beatty, Revolver.News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know, I gotta say, today has been a depressing day, not because of what happened a year ago. That was child's play compared to the Democrat riots of 2020 that was responsible for thousands of hospitalizations, dozens of deaths, and billions of dollars in property damage, the most violent riots in U.S. history, the Democrat riots of 2020. So I'm not even discussing what took place on January 6th when I talk about how depressing today is. What's depressing is you see how big of liars our mainstream media is. You're reminded how big of liars we have in the media, how big of liars we have in our government, and how brainwashed the general population is, that they've reached levels of mental illness that I can't even fathom. But I see it. I witness it. I see the lies of the mainstream media. I see the lies of our politicians. I see the mass mental illness of the far left. And it's, boy, like I said, folks, the instinct is just run for the hills, man. Get as far away from any mainstream media element and outlet. Get as far away from any Democrat Party leadership. I mean, just, you got to get away from these psychotics. It's like you see a schizophrenic running around the streets naked with a knife. You know, what's your instinct? You get the hell away. That's a schizophrenic with a knife or a gun or something. He's violent. He's going to stab someone. He's going to hurt someone. That's the Democrats. That's liberals in media. That's the far left in America. They're schizophrenics with a knife, except they're schizophrenics with the power of the government. So it's really even worse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's just, you know, this is what InfoWars has been trying to stop for a long time. And it's just people didn't want to listen. And so that's fine. Now we're here. And you're seeing what we've been warning about and trying to stop. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's on sale. Get the Survival Shield X2 that's on sale. Get the Brain Force Ultra that's such a great nootropic that's selling out quickly right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And here we have Pete Santilli, who will be joining me tomorrow on the War Room. I'm about to go hit the War Room desk to cover the War Room news today. But here's Pete Santilli talking about what Merrick Garland has done and Alex Jones.
We're going to get this word out to Alex Jones. We're going to continue on here because his broadcast yesterday, what he exposed, what he continues to expose, is exactly why he will be the target of the full force of the government under a bunch of people that actually launched a military operation false flag against the American people. Here's A.G. Garland now threatening everyone, including the President of the United States.
Many for assaulting officers and many for corruptly obstructing or attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. 20 defendants charged with felonies have already pled guilty. Approximately 40 defendants have been charged with conspiracy to obstruct a congressional proceeding and or to obstruct law enforcement. In the months ahead, 17 defendants are already scheduled to go to trial for their role in felony conspiracies. A necessary consequence of the prosecutorial approach of charging less serious offenses first is that courts impose shorter sentences before they impose longer ones. In recent weeks, however, as judges have sentenced the first defendants convicted of assaults and related violent conduct against officers, we have seen significant sentences that reflect the seriousness of those offenses, both in terms of the injuries they caused and the serious risk they posed to our democratic institutions. The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last. The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy. We will follow the facts wherever they lead. Because January 6 was an unprecedented attack on the seat of our democracy, we understand that there is broad public interest in our investigation. We understand that there are questions about how long the investigation will take and about what exactly we are doing. Our answer is, and will continue to be, the same answer we would give to, with respect to any ongoing investigation. As long as it takes, and whatever it takes, for justice to be done, consistent with the facts and the law.
What he's signaling towards is a superseding indictment of a broad conspiracy. He indicated whether or not you were even present. If your actions, and here's what a conspiracy is, criminal conspiracy is if your actions helped advance the conspiracy, whether or not you even knew you were in a conspiracy. If Bernard Carrick said, we're going to have a bunch of people up at the front gate screaming, and he didn't know he was involved in any conspiracy to do anything harmful, just First Amendment type stuff. If he actually said words, and he wasn't even there, right? And it helped advance the conspiracy, they will charge him with the same exact conspiracy charge that they will President Trump.
Absolutely.
They're going to go after President Trump right now. They're going to go after Alex. Right now, President Trump needs to be lawyered up.
Oh, he
Alex
is.
Jones needs to be lawyered up for this charge. They're coming. He's specifically signaled, we will do whatever it takes and any means necessary after they seized power illegally. This guy right here was seated illegally through election fraud. And they would stop at nothing, including having us exercising our First Amendment right to redress grievance. But he was seated illegally into power, and now he's going to pursue anybody that tries to expose him, like President Trump.
Right.
Or Alex Jones.
There will be a lot of people who will be considered an unindicted co-conspirator.
That's right.
And it could be anybody. If you checked or liked anything that Alex Jones had to say on social media, if you followed groups that were going to the Capitol or any of the people who have been indicted so far and checked or liked anything that they had, you will be considered an unindicted co-conspirator.
Yeah.
And what happens when they do that, and what Garland is getting ready to do, they now are allowed to cast a wide net, a very wide net, and start surveilling people that actually weren't even there, didn't even have anything to do with it at all. They just liked the meme Facebook.
That's right. So we're going to get this word out to Alex Jones. We're going to continue on here because his broadcast yesterday, what he exposed, what he continues to expose, is exactly why he will be the target of the full force of the government under a bunch of people that actually launched a military operation false flag against the American people. They're attempting to cover it up. Nancy Pelosi is withholding exculpatory information, right? There's a lot of exculpatory information about Stuart Rhodes. Okay, and his involvement as a known documented government witness in the Bundy case, his confidential human source, and somebody who handed out body armor and ammunition at Bundy Ranch, also involved in an operation putting a man who is under investigation and is about to be indicted, who was in our room, okay, sent there by Stuart Rhodes. And he's about to be indicted in the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, room number 128 at the Silver Spur Motel.
123.
Sorry. Why do I say 128?
I don't know.
123. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of
your... The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.